hospital, saying 200 terrorists were killed, hundreds more detained. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed so far. The Dow is down 223 points, while the Nasdaq is up 43 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Leslie Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Dale Strong has introduced a bill within the U.S. House that amends the Code of Military Justice. The Stop Enemies Act expands the definition of what it is to aid the enemy and includes the provision of military education and training along with tactical advice to a foreign adversary. The bill comes after a soldier from the People's Liberation Army of China lived in the U.S. from 2014 to 2020, only to go back to China after that and start training other Chinese soldiers in the tactics and techniques and procedures he learned from U.S. special operators and service members. Strong says this must be prevented from happening and from our own military tactics being used against Americans and American service members. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Monroeville resident has been selected and awarded as a remarkable woman by NextStar. This is for her work in helping victims of sex trafficking. Chris Zeback created a nonprofit to help those victims starting in 2014 and recently in 2023 completed the construction of a home for these girls in South Alabama. It's called Camille's Place. The home is now operating and can take up to 16 girls ages 6 to 19. Dauphin Island has implemented a new parking app that must be used if you're headed to the beach. Park Mobile is the app, and it requires a one-time fee for the day and allows you to go to any or all of the three beaches on the island. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the second half of the show. Just to do a little news and a not menopausal hot flash. Thomas Massie, one of the few conservatives in the United States House of Representatives, has tweeted out this. Unfortunately, this is not April Fool's. Johnson and Schumer. Now, Johnson is the new Speaker of the House that we were somewhat excited about. I don't know what happens to them. And the deep state are writing the Ukraine bill. Then Johnson will suspend rules to pass it. The quote from Johnson, we're putting that product together and we'll be moving it right after the district work period. So, all right, another Ukraine bill. Wonder how much more we can give them.
So, is this the part where we ask where Mike Johnson has been before he magically became the dude?
I don't know. And you look at Washington, D.C., and how many of the guys who are supposed Republicans just get reelected, and then they're like, oh, I got to retire. I'm going to the House. You didn't know that back in November?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm quitting. I can't make it all the way. I can't make it these 2 years. I need to quit and leave us with no majority whatsoever. And here's the thing. When the margin is so small, the little squishy, just yucky, gross little Republicans, the little rhinos, mm-hmm. they get their way because they're the deciding votes. Mm-hmm. And we used to see it in the legislature when we were almost there. We were almost to the majority. And we'd had like two or three or four guys. And if we stuck together, we could win. And they were always cutting a deal. And it's kind of where the quote was, if you're going to be a Well, it was said worse, but if you're going to be a prostitute, don't be a cheap one, you dumb A. That was a famous quote from the legislature.
Huh.
Yeah. So, but that's what goes on, and I think it is on purpose. It is a strategy where squishy Republicans in the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. are resigning to make our very slim majority non-existent. I mean, just a couple more leave, and the Democrats can mm-hmm. pick their speaker.
Is it one more or two more?
I don't know. I don't even know what the numbers
are really,
right now.
Really
it's
slim.
Really
it's,
slim.
Yeah. I don't know. And Marjorie Taylor Greene filed the motion to vacate the speaker's chair again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that will happen, but I would say if it came up for a vote again, mm-hmm. that Hakeem Jeffries would be voted in as speaker.
Oh, my gosh.
What would be the difference? I mean, I guess they would pass. So we would pass four or five worthless things that hurt the country, and they would pass 10.
Right.
So it'd be just half as bad.
Yeah.
Yay, vote for Republicans. We're only half as bad as the Democrats. That's really our campaign mantra, isn't it?
That's all we're playing for. Yeah.
Because, you know, when John McCain ran for president, we called him, Democrat light. Barack Obama would say, we're going to spend $900 billion on something. And John McCain would go, that is a tragedy. No, my version will only spend $400. We're half as bad.
Yeah.
And that's what we're getting in Washington, D.C. And it's frustrating. It's saddening. It's maddening. But how much more can we send to the Ukraine?
And what have they done? What have they to show for it?
And how are we still pretending we're not in this war? Now, I'm going to ask an ethics and morality question. Russia does something to us. Maybe it's even violent. Are we going to act mad about that? Are we going to act like, oh, how dare y'all? Because we're basically, we're giving them every tool they need to kill more Russians. Mm-hmm. No one else really is doing much of anything. NATO's not doing much of anything. So we're supplying the bullets. We're supplying the bombs. We're supplying the equipment. We're paying everybody. We're basically using the Ukrainians as mercenaries. And then we want to act like if Russia does something to us, that that's some sort of violation of international law, and how dare they? I mean, I would be upset if any Americans were hurt or killed by the Russians, but I couldn't be indignant about it, could I?
And there, hey, goes along with the story I watched on 60 Minutes last night about the Havana Syndrome, that they're saying Russia's behind that.
I watched that too.
And, that's been around since 2015, but...
Mm-hmm. But now the Russians did it.
Now the Russians did it.
We just figured out.
Now they're doing it. Now that people are allowed to speak out with permission from the FBI and CIA.
Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of hooey.
What's hooey?
That they just decided it was the Russians. Oh, it wasn't just the communist Cubans.
Yep.
We have to wait all the way to 2024?
Yes. Now it's safe to say.
We just found out.
So, question.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Palmer, congressman from District 6, said in a meeting that...
Recently?
I mean, within the past 4 months.
Okay.
That Russia is so weak that Russia has shown their vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
because they can't take out Ukraine.
Right.
Do we still feel that way? Do we still think Russia is weak and that's why they haven't taken out Ukraine?
How do I say this, or how do I explain this? So when the Russia-Ukraine conflict started, we were told, and I can find the articles, that Russia had like 19 days and then they would be totally depleted and it would just all be over with. Well, now we're a couple years into it. And so all that information was wrong. And then we're told that, we're just testing out all our equipment. We're just seeing what technologies that work so much, and we're just going to whip them at any point in time. Okay, great. But it seems to me like we may not be as far ahead of everybody else in the world as we think we are. And that this is stretching out because the Russians are maybe testing us as well. And clearly, multiple times more Ukrainians have died than Russians have. So I don't know exactly how we're claiming that we're winning.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians have been very, very reserved, in my opinion. Because if I had been Vladimir Putin, there would be no power and no water.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Kiev.
I mean,
that's an easy thing to do for the Russians.
I mean, but do you think that he's just standing by watching them because he knows they'll fight to the very last Ukrainian?
And then there'll be an empty country.
I mean, do you think that's what he's doing?
There's a very good chance to that. And I think they have changed their goals because when this ends, Russia's taken half that country.
Yep.
And that wasn't supposed to happen either. The problem I have is that we just allow this to keep going.
Right.
And then these things pop out and say, oh, the Russians did this and the Russians did that. Well, there's very good evidence that we, the United States, was behind blowing up the, not the one that's named after a store that y'all
Nord Stream.
Nord Stream. The
not
store.
Nordstrom.
Gotcha. Nord Stream pipelines. Now it looks like the Ukrainians were absolutely involved in that terror attack. Supposedly, a Ukrainian leader has said that he was involved in it. What's that guy's name? Here it is. Vasyl Malyuk, after he admits on TV his role in the terror attacks.
Mm.
So, and look, if I'm one of the Russians and you killed all those civilians, I'm raining down on Ukraine. Mm. But see, and here's the thing. That would be their first response. But then America's sitting back here going, oh, if you go and you go kill a bunch, y'all go kill a bunch of civilians. Oh, it's on now. We'll have to come in to save the civilians because we're the knights in shining armor. They're basically goading the Russians to escalate so we can go in and start basically World War III. So we can send our boys and girls from Alabama, from Mississippi, from Georgia, from the southern states, from the red states. Our boys and girls can go fight. I'm just, these games they're playing are unacceptable.
But Russia is the genius. I mean, I just don't see it the way. Now, Congressman Palmer has access to top secret briefings.
But all the congressmen have access to what the intelligence community gives them. And the intelligence community lies to Congress as much as they lie to us.
But whatever Russia's play is genius, because what they're doing, they're depleting Ukraine of citizens, power, a cohesive strategy. But as this drags out, they're depleting the United States weapons stockpile. They are depleting, driving us further and further into debt. And we are just, I mean, I just see, you know, the shelling out money here. We're making it rain, you know. And so they are taking on Ukraine and as a proxy taking on America and just driving us further into the ground.
They seem to be doing what we did to them in the Cold War. When Ronald Reagan said, let's ramp up military, we'll ramp up military spending, they can't hang. And we're like, and the Russians now are like, hey, look, we'll just keep on, they'll keep funding this, we'll stay, you know, in our trenches, we'll just keep taking out all their equipment, and they will be totally unprepared while China's sitting there.
Oh, yes.
Just deciding what they can do. And our military is being run by crazy leftist loons who are more concerned about transgender surgeries and promoting men who wear skirts and all this. We are not prepared for a conflict.
Mm-mm.
And the Russians don't play this pansy game that we are playing in the United States. It's just fascinating.
So what we could end up with, and I think Big Dave's point is good, that could it be that Russia is testing us for China? So then you end up with an empty Ukraine, fighting to the last Ukrainian. We send our people over there because now they need our help. Now we actually have to send the Red State kids over. The kids are over there. We're completely decimated here. We are unarmed because they're still trying to take all of our guns away. I saw that over the weekend. And so then, oh, voila, China, whoop, swoops in and wipes us out. That's not going to be hard to do, is it?
At least China takes whatever territory they won't at this point in time, whether, you know, how big those swaths are in the Pacific, I don't know. But it is a mess. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Red Top. How are you, buddy?
Y'all have a good weekend?
We did. I hope you had a good Easter.
Oh, gorgeous. I mean, if the Lord didn't send a beautiful day down,
yeah,
I've never
nice.
Seen one before. Let's get on to all this stuff is great y'all are talking about, but it's all old news. And, you know, it's obvious the Europeans are not going to support the Ukrainians. So we don't need to do it either.
I agree. The part that's not old, Red Top, is the part of the Ukrainian leader taking some credit for the terror attack. And you know, we'll have to dig into that a little bit more, but that is a big deal because that's the kind of stuff that sets off.
Hey, guys, don't waste your time. None of us want to hear any more about Russia and Ukraine. We're under extortion by Mexico, Guatemala, and Cuba and Venezuela. Now, they had the president of Guatemala on Fox News and Sunday, and it is pure blackmail. He said again, he quoted Mexico's president. Remember, I told you guys this last week about this, and this is becoming big news today. He repeated, unless you give us $20 billion, we're going to keep letting all the immigrants come through without stopping anything. Now, we got to do something about this. I don't care about Ukraine anymore. I care about my gas price, my food price, and these dumbasses letting these people come across the border. I see a lot more Hispanic people in the all areas now. And let me tell you one thing we got to get over. Like, spent a whole show on whiteness last Thursday. The white and the black people better get off their ass and realize that we're about to be outnumbered by the Latinos. Get moving. Roll Tide, go Tide. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Red Top.
He says he cares about gas prices. Well, if we keep sending trillions to Ukraine.
We'll be back.
Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it'd make it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. What happened to Stan? Stan Cook was on, and I missed him, I think. We'll catch him when he calls back on the other side. Other interesting news. Did y'all? I know y'all saw this because y'all told me about it. The trailer load of Bibles.
Set aflame.
That would be burning, right?
I thought it would be more fun to say.
Wait, and what is a Bible?
Oh, it's a book.
It's a kind of book.
It's a book. So, who was burning books?
Well, I don't know that we know. I'm sure it was right-wing, Trump-supporting Christians who were burning Bibles outside of their church on Sunday. Early investigations led by the, what is the WSCO?
Well, this happened in Tennessee, Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Wilson County Sheriff's Office.
There we go.
WSCO. Showed that the trailer was full of Bibles. Officials believe that the trailer was intentionally dropped off in the middle of the intersection, intersection, and intentionally set on fire. Really?
Okay.
No injuries have been reported following the incident.
But where was that intersection?
At Old Lebanon Dirt Road and Chandler Road. You know where that is? It's right by the tree. A little past the Dollar General.
Which is next to the barbecue.
Yes, that really good barbecue place.
The one that's got good ribs.
Yes.
But it was on the way to, who is the preacher that kind of famous? Hold on.
Oh, Greg Locke.
Greg Locke. Mm-hmm. Yes. His
Global Vision Bible Church.
There you go. He's kind of has a following, kind of.
Does that mean he's genuine or he's one of those?
I don't know, but it's very purposeful. I mean, this is Mount Juliet, Tennessee is a small town.
Okay.
This, if you look it up, huge, huge trailer full of Bibles and they just set it on fire. So
can someone reach out to them for me?
Yeah.
And see if we can have the trailer. We'll get this. We'll scoop the Bibles off.
Throw some genderqueer and
want the trailer.
Oh,
I just want the trailer. I'll get the Bibles off for them. They won't have to do it. I'll come and get it and remove it for them.
That's so sweet of you, Scott.
Because it's got a good, I mean, it'll be a good four-wheeler, side-by-side kind of trailer. But it is, Sky, in case you're wondering, and all our listeners, because this is radio, it is like a four-wheeler trailer with the open sides.
It's a nice trailer.
And there's just a pile of Bibles. Like, you wouldn't drive down the road because the Bibles would blow off. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But it is just just an open side single axle trailer, probably about a 10 foot long, maybe 12 foot long.
Okay.
And it's just got a pile of Bibles are just strewn all over it, and they set them on fire.
No idea where they came from?
Not according to the News Channel 5 in Nashville.
No arrests have been made.
I'm sure they're really going after it. Now, if this had been someone, you know, hate crime hoax, it'd be all on it.
Yeah, if it was a different kind of book, there'd probably be a complete shutdown and investigation.
Like the Corral.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah,
that'll that one. The owner's manuals for those little.
For sure.
They make Pyrex, too.
Yes.
Yes. If you burn those, it is on.
Wow. Imagine that.
Set on fire. So
there
anyway.
Was a...
on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. 117-year-old church in Portland set on fire this weekend on Easter.
So that must be the one church in Portland that's...
left.
Preaching the gospel. No, they set it on fire. Oh, the one church is left. Sky, okay, Sky, you went further than I did. I was like the one church that was left that actually believed in what the Bible said, and you went with the one church left in the whole city.
Yeah.
Dang, Sky. Yeah. It is rare that someone is more cynical than I am.
I'm having a day.
Huh. Abs wants to talk about snakes.
Snakes?
Well, because this is all very snakey.
How do y'all...
feel about snakes?
I don't mind snakes. Really?
I don't hate snakes.
No, I mean, I don't want to...
They don't freak me out, like...
What freaks you out?
Nothing. He's a man.
I'm trying to think.
Like Jennings, my daughter, I'm...
Affluent white female liberals.
Awfuls.
Yes. They freak me out.
Me too.
They make me cringe.
Yeah.
They do. And I'm not... Look, I'm not good on hospitals and stuff. You know, like medical stuff.
Oh, you don't do that.
I just don't.
Yeah, I'd never make it as a nurse.
I can't do it.
Is it blood? Is it
It's all
stuff?
The bodily fluids.
It's just fluids. No, I'd rather just be
God
walked through snakes with spiders on me than...
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah. Abs.
What freaks you out?
Snakes don't?
Nothing.
No. Rats
She's
don't.
A lady.
I'm trying
well,
to
you
think.
You didn't catch that chipmunk like a hero the other day.
I just didn't want to go upstairs. That just sounded... chipmunk's so cute. I would have totally caught the chipmunk.
Which, by the way, Clark sent us something to clarify.
We never found the chipmunk.
It's
we
still never, in your house?
Now, I haven't heard it. The cat hasn't been chasing it. So maybe it let itself out.
I lived with a chipmunk in my house... Excuse me, a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
You had a squirrel
for a weekend.
In your house?
My cat was not interested. Like 4 days. So I mean,
well, then what happened?
It got out. Okay. I opened the front door and kind of shoved it toward the front. You know, like shooing it.
Yeah.
Finally left.
He listened to you?
I don't think Jennings, my daughter, is when I say terrified of spiders. Like it can be the smallest, most cutest, innocent looking little spider.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, she will run, flee, scream, shut down, all the things. I just don't respond like that to anything. I don't like worms.
Mm.
Don't like worms. Snakes, I don't want to run into one, but I'm not like scared of them.
Right.
I'm going to have to think about that one because like creepy crawly things really don't bother me.
What about flying roaches, Allison? How do you feel?
I don't prefer those.
That's the big palmetto bugs. Okay. Palmetto bugs.
That's your limit.
Those freak me. They do freak me out. You know why they freak me out? Because when they run like 450 miles an hour. They're hypersonic. And when you step on them, there is a split second where you know he's down there and he's like, I can hold you up. And then he goes, that's the part that freaks me out.
Yeah, when those things take off and fly at you, though, that's it, man. That's
no,
the limit.
Okay? No,
my son is terrified of them. I don't know what happened to him. Okay. Like to the point where we'll find a dead one or something in the basement and like put it somewhere strategically because he cannot take it. Spiders, snakes, and stuff. But the big palmetto bugs,
not funny.
They are, I don't know what caused it.
I don't really like, I'll swim in the lake, but I don't like not being able to see things. Like, I get really freaked out about
fish. Because Jaws is in the lake.
I'm with you on that.
But I want to hear about snakes. You can teach me all the things, because it's that time of year,
isn't it? I just have a funny story.
We'll be back.
Uh-oh.
It was early in the morning when he rode into the town.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431,
or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody.
It was this, snack time. Sorry.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. By the way, I don't know if y'all knew this before we did the snakes, that a barge in Oklahoma ran into the pillars holding up a bridge there. According to the stories, we didn't ask who was driving it. It's just one of those things that happens. Looking at the comments is interesting, though. Because one of the excuses is, oh, this happens all the time. I don't think it happens all the time. By the way, the picture of the bridge looks like it's a span bridge. The pillars are close to the shore. There's a huge opening to make it through without hitting something. So it's
I think it's like a copycat syndrome thing?
I don't know. I'm going with it's just an accident. We had a bridge somewhere in Alabama just a couple of years ago that a barge hit one of the columns. So, really? I mean, it's not uncommon, but I just find it interesting that it happened a week after what happened in Baltimore. But this is the funny thing that gets me. So a number of the people commenting on this article are commenting on whether or not the thing in Baltimore was done on purpose. Hmm. And this is the response, which I think is representative of many Americans. All this unfounded speculation, but you left out a crucial fact. This is Karen. This is Kyle. Because all of you people speculating on could this possibly have been on purpose, are all y'all are stupid. And you know what fact it is that he knows that we don't know? If a ship loses power, it can't be controlled, meaning it can't be steered, which ironically indicates that it was an accident because someone trying to hit the bridge wouldn't want to take the steering out. If that didn't make any sense to you, I think it's okay because I don't think it makes sense. But what the mainstream media said about what happened in Baltimore instantly was, well, they lost power So you fast forward a little bit, and people begin to ask questions for legitimate reasons. Hey, it seems like this could have been done on purpose. And the Karens and the Kyles, who got their news from MSNBC immediately, think we don't know that the line was the power went out in the ship? And they're like, oh, you are so stupid. You're so stupid. The power went out. When the power went out, you can't steer it without the power. Like, yeah, we know that, ding dong. But have you watched the video?
Yes.
The sped up video?
It's weird.
We all have had, you know, everybody here has had some experience with even a ski boat. And they had to work at that one.
They did.
You know what I'm saying?
They did. Wait, who had to work at what?
The people in Baltimore had to work at hitting the pier.
Yeah. Well, and even if the power goes out in your boat, momentum carries you. You've got a lot of momentum going
in one direction. So I guess when the power went out, the rudders all turned because the power was out and it made you hook into it.
Well, but if you watch that video, the power flickers back on and off, and it clearly, now when it's in slow motion or normal speed, you don't notice it as much. But if you speed it up, like we watched that video last week, you're like, oh, it clearly takes a turn straight towards that pillar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then 2 minutes of the black box is gone. Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks.
That's the way it always happens.
Nothing to see here.
How
come the little black boxes we don't know that are in our cars, those seem to always work?
Yeah.
But the ones on big ships and airplanes,
I think with that bridge, the thing I found most curious, and y'all probably did too, was that it's the number one place for autos to be imported. 847,158 come every year into that port.
Really?
Which miraculously goes along with the green agenda and plug-in cars and carbon footprints and emissions. And I just think that's odd. I think that's odd that you're going to take a bridge out and now they say it's going to take, 4 to 5 years before it's operational again? Which, why is it going to take that long? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I thought that was interesting that that is one of the things that
And well,
just makes you go, mm-hmm.
Can you get ships through there once you clear out and like dredge out all the pieces and stuff? Could you still?
Yeah. Once you clear the bridge, the ships can come back.
Okay, so ships can come back. It's just
to the ports. Yeah.
Once you can't drive over the bridge to get to
wonder
work.
How much you get paid to cut up that bridge underwater and bring it up. I bet you that's
Can you imagine having that job?
Yeah, I was wondering if the guys who actually, I guess the guys who go underwater and do some of that stuff, I bet they get paid well. Even the regular guy doing that work. That's got to be dangerous.
Man.
But 4 to 5 years, you would think this would be like
we got it,
number
guys.
One priority. Yeah. Like they should already be cutting it up. I wonder if they've even started.
Wait, didn't DeSantis build a bridge? There was a hurricane and wasn't this recently, like down the Keys? Yeah. One of those bridges went out and he built it in like a week?
They built it quickly. I don't know how fast it was.
Well,
remember
when
the overpass?
I do remember that. Yeah.
The overpass in Birmingham where the big truck under it.
Yeah.
And they built that one back in, what, 30 days?
I mean, I know
it's not a bridge over, but still.
Water adds but 4 to 5 years, that seems purposefully long.
It does.
Hmm. Huh. Just long enough to make you switch what kind of cars you drive.
Maybe so.
Hmm.
Maybe they don't want you driving a car at all. Can you imagine how bad the traffic is there? But don't forget, I mean, how do the trains get by? Please, Karen, call me and tell me how there's no trains on that bridge.
You know, because Joe Biden really likes that train.
Yeah,
I bet if it did have a train, it would get built back faster.
I thought it was so funny. But
that was hilarious.
That would just be like Karen and Kyle, what I was saying about them saying, well, power went out. Everybody knows it was an accident because the power went out. Isn't that what you say?
Yes.
Oh, I ran 5 people over on the side of the road. What happened? The steering went out.
Yeah. But the power did go out.
We know the power went out because we saw the lights blink.
Actually, that's true. That's true.
Power's going out in the studio.
Good point.
Power back on. Sorry.
Hey, yeah,
I know it's
what
radio.
If they just flipped the switch?
That was.
They're like, point, and the guys over there click, 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 click. You think they'll buy it? Oh, yeah, they'll buy it. Click, click. No, the power was out. The power was out.
Oh, well, was that the Ukrainian that was on there as the shipmaster?
It sounded
Asian. Look at the black box. Oh, I don't know where the black box is.
Oh, man.
We don't have enough time to talk to Papa B yet.
Tell us about the snakes.
Very quickly, I went to a reptile show. This is why I don't like them. And I understand my family thinks I'm weird. But
I went
to the
reptile show?
Yes, because we used to have reptiles in my house. And they would wear their snakes, as necklaces and bracelets. And I turned around full in the face of somebody. I was like, oh, crap, they're wearing a snake as a freaking necklace.
How does it stay still?
I don't know.
It moves.
But it was their pet. And I made the mistake at one of the reptile shows that I went to. People still wearing their reptiles as pets and reptiles as jewelry. And I perhaps had a faux python purse. And the people selling me the crickets that I needed did not find that amusing.
Really?
Was PETA, they're like the version of PETA.
Nobody talked to me. They didn't talk to me. And I was like, I'm sorry. This is fake. Also, I need some crickets. And they're like, fine.
Oh. Abs.
I don't really enjoy them. Also, I've almost stepped on them twice. So I don't like snakes.
I thought there was an article about snakes.
There's an article about snakes, but I'm telling you why I hate them.
And we'll have the update on chipmunks and rats on the other side as well. And Papa B. We'll be back.
Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly by.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. to stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in to the program.
That was it. Y'all each got to say what you were freaked out by, and I told you I hated snakes.
Allison hasn't told it. What did you say you were freaked out by?
Oh, my gosh. He didn't even listen.
No, I didn't.
Well, I don't even remember what I said.
You said that Jennings hates spiders. Fish. And you don't like fish in the dark waters.
Oh, if you're swimming.
Yeah.
That freaks you out.
I really kind of don't like frogs.
I love frogs.
Yeah, I like to look at them, but if they start jumping.
I'm not a catcher of frogs.
No. Oh, y'all like turtles? Y'all like turtles?
I like turtles.
Turtles are okay.
Okay.
Until somebody told me you like get diseases or something by picking up
the water. Yeah. Don't. You go wash your hands.
Because I always pick the turtle up and lick it.
And lick it.
Yeah. And they said
I like
bad.
The doorknob.
Well, the only reason we were talking about it is because 1819 has a story and you can go look it for yourself. I don't want to look at it. I can't do it.
Okay. Because of snakes.
Snakes. A snake guy. Right, I've we'll almost stepped on one and Chris almost stepped on one because I couldn't tell him that you're about to step on a rattlesnake.
Why didn't you tell him that?
Because I was so afraid.
Well, he had just upped his insurance policy.
Oh,
Don't tell him.
Oh, by the way, on the chipmunks and the rats, Clark, who is a veterinarian, he knows these things. He said when people see a rat, they go, kill it, kill it, kill that filthy rat. When people see a chipmunk, they're like, ooh, look at the cute little chipmunk. He says, same base model. The chipmunk just comes with a fuzzy tail and a racing stripe option. Otherwise, they are the same, the same.
So I have all sorts of diseases upstairs in my house?
Absolutely. Just run around, leaving you little tic-tac size gifts everywhere. And what is he eating? What's he surviving on?
No one knows.
Carbon fiber trash can.
Jeb's stuffed under the bed.
Actually, never mind. Collins is a candy hoarder.
Okay.
So is Molly.
Yes, and so I'm sure
he's got plenty to eat.
Sour Patch Kids are great.
Okay, let's go to Papa B. Ugh. Papa B, welcome to the program.
Hey guys.
Hey Papa B, how are you?
Well, good. Just for the record, man, if you got snakes hanging around, I'm not coming to see you.
You're not coming. You're not a snake guy.
Yeah. My saying is the only kind of good snake is a dead snake. So. You know, I guess that makes me, what, a snakist?
You are. Full-fledged snake hater.
Papa B, you got to be so careful because there are some really good snakes out there, good non-venomous snakes that eat the venomous ones that'll kill you.
I've heard all that mess. No, I don't care.
He's not biased.
You know, I'm an anti-snake person. I'm against them. But anyway. This whole barge or ship into the bridge thing. Do you remember? I didn't see it, okay? But I've been told the movie Leave the World Behind by Barack Obama. Somebody's going to have to tell me, but they say that the movie opens up with the ship being commandeered by the internet, hackers or something.
Yeah, and it comes, and I think it comes right up on the shore or something.
And this now they're investigating because the power went out, and it did turn. I mean, there's no question in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It did not keep on a straight, trend. That sucker turned.
Oh yeah, so, it took a hard turn, no doubt.
Look, it's just a little bit too cute by half for me. All right, so. I'm a coincidence. Well, okay, whatever. But it looks to me like, there's something kind of screwy. You know yourself when you're being poked at. You know when you're being messed with?
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know, I think that somebody's messing with us on this one. But, hey, who am I? But that movie, Leave the World Behind, it starts out with the ship being commandeered and ends up in what? Total anarchy? Don't trust the white people or something like that.
Yep.
You know, I didn't see it. Isn't that about what, it wound up to? Well, thanks.
I didn't see the movie either. Usually produced by Barack Obama, I tend to miss.
Of course, and why would you watch it? Mm-hmm. But, that last comment that I heard, that it said, don't trust the white people. Well, thanks, Barack. I appreciate you bringing the country together. You just don't know how much.
He's a unifier.
Great president for you. But anyway, I don't know. I think we're being messed with somehow. We probably won't ever know. But anyway, there you go. No snakes.
You got it.
I agree.
Thanks, Papa B.
All right, bye.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.